Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to your latest edition of Redmen Bite-Size. It is Monday the 29th of April. My name is Dan Club and I'm here to run you through all the latest in the world of the Reds. And we begin with most definitely the biggest story in town right now. It is surrounding Mohamed Salah. Obviously we've all seen those rather unsavoury scenes from the weekend. Nobody'd like to see players arguing, let alone when it's two absolute legends of the football club in Mohamed Salah and Jurgen Klopp. But on the touchline at West Ham, they had a bit of a set to, and I emphasise the word bit there. It wasn't a great look, let's put it that way. But a lot of people have taken that as read that maybe the writing's on the wall in terms of Salah's future. Obviously, we know by Jurgen Klopp's future being away from Anfield, but it has been reported by David Ornstein today exclusively that Liverpool expect Mo Salah to stay and are planning with him for at least another campaign. The 31-year-old has given no indication of wanting out and the contract is to be addressed in due course. The Saudi view is that Salah intends to remain at LFC next season. So that's really interesting. I mentioned all the fallout from the weekend and perhaps people suggesting that that was sort of the final nail in Mohamed Salah's Liverpool coffin and maybe he would be on his way out, but apparently not. And there's loads of different, obviously, elements to all of this. There's the contract element, as David Ornstein refers to. There he is, heading towards the final 12 months of his current deal. And maybe Liverpool will have to give him a newer deal. Maybe it's on better terms, maybe the same terms. But there has to be an extension for me, because I've said it a few times on these in the past. I just can't envisage a world whereby Liverpool allow him to leave for free next summer. It feels crazy to me. We've allowed certain players to leave and walk away for nothing in the past, but none of them even came close to sort of the money you'd be talking about for Mohamed Salah, particularly from the Saudi Pro League, where we all envisaged more interest will be coming from, given the fact that obviously last summer on the eve of deadline day there was heavy reports of heavy money coming from the Saudi Pro League for Mo Salah, and we all expect that to be the case once again. But it looks at the moment as if Salah's plan is to stick around, and Liverpool's plan is for that as well, which, when you also factor in, obviously, the contract, as I mentioned, the potential money on the table too, and the fact that, obviously, new coach in Arne Slot is about to walk through the door, maybe there would have been a nice time for a fresh start and maybe a different look, a different way of going about our business, because he has been so influential and so talismanic for us, and we can't really underestimate how brilliant he has been. However, maybe with a new coach, new ideas, there might have been a nice time just for a little parting of the ways, potentially. But again, I've said this throughout the Mohamed Salah reporting, really. In an ideal world, Mohamed Salah always stays. It's just sometimes you're not always living in that ideal world. But it does look as though he could be sticking around a little bit longer. Which is fascinating. We're going to be talking a lot more about this across the Redmen channels over the coming days, weeks, and indeed months. Because it's going to be a really interesting one to see how it plays out. On the topic of Arne Slot, it was reported from Jonathan Norcroft over the weekend of the Times that he was going to be named as the new head coach rather than the manager, which I think is an interesting little wrinkle in a way, because obviously we've become so accustomed to Jurgen Klopp as Liverpool manager. It's going to be a big sea change, full stop, to be fair. But I think the fact they are bringing him in as coach speaks a little bit to sort of the lesser power that he may have. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think Jurgen Klopp has accrued a lot of say and a lot of power, and rightfully so. He most definitely earns it during his time at Liverpool. But I think this is more of a going back to a more simplistic way of looking at it. And he's going to work in tandem with Richard Hughes and Michael Edwards, and there's going to be a wider sort of team looking at recruitment and all that other stuff, whereas Arne Slot's role will predominantly be to actually coach the team and look to make tactical and system changes along the way. So it's a really interesting little conversation there. Fabrizio Romano has also been reporting that Liverpool are looking at Crescencio Somerville, the Leeds winger, who's been absolutely tearing it up in the Championship this season. Romano said, Liverpool are looking at some opportunities for offensive players and talented players. What he's hearing is it's true that Somerville at Leeds is one of the players they are monitoring. They've sent scouts multiple times, even before Michael Edwards and Richard Hughes arrived at the club, to follow the progress of Somerville. So for now, let's see what Liverpool will decide to do. But the player is really appreciated. And yeah, just on Somerville in a little bit more detail, actually. As I mentioned, he's currently at Leeds. He's 22. He's a Dutch under-21 international. In terms of numbers this season, he's got 20 goals and 10 assists and 45 appearances across all comps. He predominantly plays as a left winger. He can play across the other side as well on right wing, but very, very much weighted heavily towards the left. In the Championship alone, he's got 19 goals and 9 assists in 42 this season. So he's absolutely having a fantastic campaign there. And Leeds may or may not get promoted. They were beaten 4-0 over the weekend by QPR, so that's giving their promotion hopes a big old dent, and it might be the playoffs for Leeds. So Somerville may not be a Premier League player as of this summer, and whether Liverpool look at him or not, I can't see him staying in the Championship next year regardless, to be honest with you. He looks as though he's definitely ready for a move, like I say, whether it be a move to Merseyside or otherwise. Yeah, on a bit more news then, that Virgil van Dijk, Liverpool captain, is also in the news. According to a report from the Mirror, Borussia Dortmund are leading several European clubs in pursuit of the Dutch defender, and this all comes back to the contract situation once more. Obviously, we know Virgil, Mohamed Salah was already mentioned, and Trent Alexander-Arnold are all heading towards the final 12 months of their particular deals, and I think we need to wrap potentially all of them up in due course. Certainly Trent and Virgil, because they simply cannot go anywhere. Salah's a slightly different conversation, as already mentioned, but again, as things stand, Liverpool plan to start new contract talks with Mohamed Salah and plan for a future with him very much at the football club, whatever our individual thoughts on that are. I'll quickly run through news in its entirety then. According to David Ornstein, Liverpool expect Mo Salah to stay and are planning for him for at least another campaign. The 31-year-old has given no indication of wanting out, and as mentioned, that contract is to be addressed in due course. He interestingly mentions the Saudi Pro League view too. He says that Salah intends to remain at LFC next season. Arne Slot is said to be appointed Liverpool's new head coach rather than the manager, according to Jonathan Norcroft of The Time, which to me, as I said, speaks to sort of the role they'll have, and it might be a little bit less sort of all-conquering than Jurgen Klopp's. Fabrizio Romano has reported that Liverpool are monitoring Crescencio Somerville at Leeds. We've already sent scouts to watch his progress a few times, and just for me on that, just don't see him being a Championship player next season, whatever happens between now and then with Leeds. And Virgil van Dijk, according to the Mirror, Borussia Dortmund are leading several European clubs in pursuit of the Dutch defender, but I don't see a world whereby we lose Virgil van Dijk this summer. I just can't see how that makes a blind bit of sense, for anyone, to be honest with you. But I said, that's one of the contracts we most definitely need to get boxed off as quickly as possible. Let us know, if you can, in terms of Mo Salah and what you think about that, because that is most definitely the major talking point from all of this. And I'm struggling really to sort of come to terms with what I want and what's best for us. I said a moment ago, I can't see him leaving or walking away for free next summer being the best outcome whatsoever. That feels like the worst possible one. So it's got to be an extension, maybe on the same current terms as he's on now. But in terms of his numbers this season, it's fascinating really, because his numbers remain remarkable. 24 goals, 13 assists in 41 appearances, which is just, you know, silly. It's crazy. But there's no two ways about it. His performances have dipped. He doesn't look as sharp as he was, certainly not since returning from AFCON, obviously with his hamstring problem that he picked up over there. He's definitely declined in terms of his output even, but most definitely in terms of just how dynamic he looks. And when we're in transition, he doesn't look the same player whatsoever. So maybe, you know, he needs a rest, maybe he needs a good pre-season, and he'll come back and he'll prove us all wrong, because it's definitely been right Mohamed Salah off at your peril, and we could be in that situation once again. And Liverpool certainly look as though they are believing that we have not seen the best out of Mo Salah just yet. Anyway, that's it for Redmen Bite Size for another day. Make sure you check out all Redmen content, including RedmenPlus.com, Redmen TV YouTube, and Redmen TV 2, which is also on YouTube. I will see and speak to you all again very soon. Take it easy.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.